All right, everyone, let's get ready for some degeneracy because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Evenickel. Now, we're doing both Evenickel and Evenickel Rants 2, and soon enough, Evenickel 2 legit. So there's going to be a lot of Evenickel flowing. And of course, you guys get to determine what I'm going to play by myself and what we continue to cover. Because Evenickel is a 120 fucking hour RPG. These things are long if you want to get everything. You can go to how long to beat. Like, I use that to gauge, like, how long some games are. You'll be surprised by how long some of these games are. Like, even the Rants games are really long because they're full-fledged RPGs. They just happen to have sex in them, but that does not mean you won't grind and go through all the shit that you normally go through in any RPG. They take their game seriously at Alisoft. So, here we go! In Stallion, Ramius' father runs the town. Huh? Interesting. Wait, really? So Ramius is like super rich and classy? No, the Drayson lineage has had many knights, so we've been given land based on the achievements of our ancestors. We have little interest in etiquette or formality, so you're free to act casually. Casually, not casualty. But after what we did, wouldn't most dads hate me? And he's even the head of a town. What if I get assassinated? I think he was more worried about whether anyone would take Ramius at all, so he might actually cry tears of joy. Really? That's not true. Yeah, couldn't be. Probably, I think. I wonder what Ramius' family is like. Now that's very interesting. She says, still, if you waited too long to introduce yourself, you'd lose their trust. Maybe that's a Japanese thing. Makes sense. I'll take the public cow carriage home. You two head to Stallion. Wait, but... Oh yeah. And when I confirmed you two were married, I mailed Akival to tell him, so he might be waiting in Stallion too. What? My brother? Your brother, wasn't he like... One of the top three knights in the Kingdom of Eden. Akival Dryson, the Zero Knight. One of the top knights. Ugh, I know how he is. If there's even a chance to tease me, he'd even abandon his duty for it. Let's hurry, Aster. If we finish before he gets there, we can get away without seeing him. Huh? Why? Ramius has issues with Akival. He always says how I'm not fit enough to be a knight, or that I'm not ladylike enough, or that I'm a ham bambara, but I don't know what that means. All manner of hurtful things. Better get going. Akival's getting closer as we speak. Ugh, Rich, you'll pay for this. After Rich left with a smile and a wave, Ramius yelled and dashed out of the room. Ah! Ramius! Pass through Fort Barrowan to the north, and we'll be right next to Stallion. Try not to get lost. Okay. Aster and Ramius parted ways with Rich and headed towards Stallion. Alright, so there's nothing there. Okay, so that's fine. Been to the capital yet? It's big and beautiful. They have all the latest fashions and it's easy to get your hands on cosmetics. If only I were born there and not in this hick town. Esther got caught up in the whining of a girl who longed for the city. If you target an enemy without picking a skill, you can do a normal attack. It's just an attack with your weapon, so it's not that strong, though. Well, I'm not an idiot. Still, it's not enough to take on weaker grunts. It's enough to take on weaker grunts, rather. Esther heard some helpful adventuring info that everybody fucking knows that's ever played an adventure game ever. Or an RPG or anything like that. Alright, so where the fuck are we going? Not back to Abel. Ramius, is something wrong? Ramius is gazing at her hand, or her ring more specifically. Well, we are married now. But it was all so sudden that it doesn't feel real. And the only thing that confirms we're married is our rings, yeah? Yes, not that it's an unpleasant feeling, of course, but it is fairly strange. I've got it, let's do something couples would do. Esther held his hand out to Ramius. Thumb wrestling? No, I thought maybe we could hold hands. Hold hands! Oh, sorry, if you don't want to, that's okay. Wait, I don't mind, it's just I've seldom done so before, so, I don't know much about holding hands with a girl either, so you're not alone. Oh, I see. In that case... Ramius timidly reached out her hand. Oh, now that I look, Ramius has hands smaller than me. That's kind of surprising. No, it's not really. Most women have smaller hands than men. Esther was so nervous that his hand slightly trembled as he squeezed Ramius's. Ramius internally shrieked. Ah, I'm holding hands with Esther. Are my palms sweaty? He has masculine hands. They're bigger than mine. In her head, Ramius was panicking. As for Esther, my palms are getting sweaty. Ah, I'm so tense I can't think. Wow, soft hands. Yeah. He is also panicking. Well, I am nervous, but more than that, I could almost smile. I'm a bit embarrassed, or maybe, tense. Yeah, I feel that way too, and like the sense that my heart feels tense and my body stiff. You're very intelligent, Esther. I need to learn from you. By the way, I meant intelligent in the sense that you're full of intelligence. What? Yes. They remained nervous as they held hands and walked. Well, isn't that wholesome? See, we can have Grimm's wholesome hentai corner as well, folks. It's not just a bunch of people getting raped. People judge this stuff way too harshly. So this is Fort Barrowin. In order to challenge the powerful monsters in his territory, Marquis Barrowin risked his life to construct this fortress. Thanks to his efforts, the strong monsters were driven away, letting people live here in relative peace, or so the stories say. Huh, interesting. And this is a pretty old building. Yes, it has some history, so there's been many tourists as of late, I hear. Oh, looks like it. I see someone over there. The tourist turned his back to the river and threw a coin behind him. Hey, what's he doing? Making a wish. What? This whole river's a wishing fountain? I'm sorry, I just wanted to look smart. I don't actually know anything. Ha ha ha. Ramius looked horribly depressed, but when Esther stroked her on the head, she instantly cheered up. Oh, I'm gonna go fight that. Now, see, you can't capture these. That's one thing I don't like so far, but I know not every game is Rant 6 where you can capture the monster girls and get a scene with them. But you used to be able to capture monster girls for your party. I know in Rant 5D you could do that. You could capture them and use them as part of your party, which was cool. Ha, I knew it. Huh, Ramius? I knew that as a wife, I ought to call Aster something special. Ah. But what exactly? Maybe honey? Well, I can't. I'd be too ashamed to even fight. It needs to be something not too embarrassing, yet strong enough to express our relationship. Ramius? What? Is something wrong? We'll be fighting together from now on, so I figure maybe we should try saying stuff to each other during battle. Yes, coordination is important, I agree. Alright, then let's try that. Thanks, Ramius. You're welcome, dear. Huh? My name's not dear, it's Aster. But sometime after, Ramius hardly said a word, but Aster didn't realize why. Let's see what the bug does. Oh, it's just a thing that you get. Plus one to all supplementary abilities. The 8 stats from maybe these are really useful. Oh wow, those are really useful. Just like any RPG game, you want to make sure to hit the special enemies so you get experience upgrades. The Kingdom of Eden is undergoing an enhanced security week. If you want to cross the bridge, present identification. Ah, that time already? I left mine at home. I'm sorry, but rules are rules. What about you there with the sword? Oh, I forgot my ID, so never mind. I don't even have an ID. Aster gave up on crossing the bridge. Well, fuck that bridge. So what's over here? Just random Yuffie-looking adventurers that you fight. Oh, hold on. The Ropers and Rika will try to pull you in. Handy slimes, worthless weak. Aster's impression as he entered Stallion was that the houses were even more packed together than enabled. The streets clearly had more people, and judging from my appearance, they ranged from farmers and merchants to artisans and adventurers. Aster looked around so much that his head spun. Look, that's the house where I was born and raised. Unaccustomed to being around so many people and unsure how to take it, Aster was taken to a particularly large residence that stood out from all the others. At this hour, Father should still be home. Let's get the introductions out of the way. The entrance looks spotless. Maybe I should remove my shoes first. Ah, just come in. Aster was dragged by the arm into the house. Father, where are you? Dad ran out of detergent or something, so he ran out to do some shopping. An errand like that could be left to a maid. Father's obsession with cleanliness can be troubling sometimes. What do you expect? His job's more or less an honorary one, so he's got a lot of time on his hands. Wait, Akivo! Huh? That's who this is? Whoa, he's huge! Really intimidating! Hey, what's that on your finger? Ah! Akivo shot a piercing glare at their locked hands. He seems hostile. That look alone got Aster sweating. Like she felt the same, Ramius gasped. I'm asking what that ring is. Hey, did you do it? Did you already do the nasty? Huh? It's too late. There's a criminal in our family. How am I supposed to face Mom in heaven now? Clunk. Ramius' brother fell to his knees where his seeping bloodlust dissipated. Aster, this dolt is my brother, Akival, a holder of the title of Zero Knight. Huh? This guy crying on his knees is a Zero Knight? I haven't a clue why he's acting like this either, but we ran into him, so we'll have to put up with it. Akival, could you get around to introducing yourself? How can I apologize to you for what she did? I'll pay reparations, of course, so please forgive us. Hey, what kind of introduction is that? It's not. It's an apology. This is my heartfelt groveling, you moron. Who are you calling a moron? No way did anyone marry you. Meaning you must have assaulted him. Rape can't lead to real love. That's delusional. Don't treat me like a deviant. This is why I didn't want to see you. Anyway, Aster and I wanted each other. What? Hey, man, is she serious? Yeah. This is a woman who can wrestle a monster. You're telling me you wanted to do her? She's incredibly cute, so yeah. God! They act as if she's just... repulsive. I just don't get it. They just act as if... I don't know, it's the weirdest thing. Cute. Who thought you'd ever find a man who'd call you that? Akival, Aster's actually a talented fighter. He's not a normal man. You could fight? Yes. I can vouch for his strength. Aster says he wants to become a knight. A prospective knight, huh? You picked a bad time for that. Why? Is there a problem? Oh, well, the thing is, we're cutting down on the number of knights. What? Shit happened. There's a small opening, but I have faith Aster can do it. Well, just perfect then. Ramius, quit being a knight. What? You're not cut out for it. Just let him do knight stuff and work on being a wife instead. Base. But helping the weak is my... You just charge in there alone and mess up so much that they call you the Loner Knight, and you think you can argue with me? Well, that does sound like something Ramius would do. But when she knew hopes for saving Culpis were slim, she still went off to the rescue. I think Ramius is a perfect knight. Aster, she can be short-sighted sometimes, but boldly running off to help someone in need sounds pretty knightly to me. Oh, and of course she's real cute, so she makes a good wife, too. Aster gazed at Ramius as he said everything with conviction. Heh, love's blind, as they say. She's got those tough muscles. Let her quit and she'll get a bit more feminine. She's already plenty soft and feels good to touch. God damn it, defend your waifu here. Her boobs especially. Unless she trains for being a wife, she won't even be able to clean anything. God forbid. Dad still cleans her room to this day. We're all good at different things. She's secretly a huge perv. Sounds like a positive. This is a girl whose dad found her hidden porn stash while cleaning and left it on her desk. Are you really honestly okay with her? That might have been a bridge too far. The mention of porn set Ramius running like the wind out of the room, upon which the sound of someone frantically tidying up came from somewhere in the house. Man, this is awkward. Left alone with Akival, Aster felt uncomfortable. Your name's Aster. Seems you're serious. Oh, there we go. There's a... I am. Ah, well, I knew this day would come... knew this day would come eventually. Suddenly, Akival's attitude softened, and he scratched his head as he sighed. I say some harsh stuff, but you know I am still her brother. I know she tries hard and she's got talent, but, well, it's just... You worry about her fighting monsters, so you wanted her to quit? Akiva looked away, affirming that what Aster had said was correct. Ah, damn it, you're right! I just want her to be a normal girl, so I never give her advice for being a knight. I just say things to try and push her away from it. Since I have a sister obsession. Whoa, that was direct! But because of you, all my teasing and belittling's for nothing now. You should think about what you say, or I think she'll just hate you. You don't get it. When she's in a murderous rage, her face is ultra cute. I honestly can't agree with that. When she's mad, she's really scary. You've got some things to learn. I'd rather not. But as her brother, I gotta see if you're good enough for Ramius.
Yeah.
If you're the kind of guy who'd make her cry, I don't care if she hates me for life, I'll end you. Okay, not a problem. Right, then I'm giving you a test. Wait, Akavo! What's this test about? Ramus came back out of breath and for some reason covered in dust. Quiet, you! This is between me and Aster. Isn't this about me becoming his wife, though? There's a hill east of here, where you'll find a place called the Happiness Field. You may remember this from Evenical Rants. Happiness Field? It's a flower field where a Master Geki popped up recently. Beat it and bring back proof. So a test of strength? Of course you're free to bring Ramius along. Actually, you have to. Okay. Now, if you want to be my brother, overcome this trial. All right, I'm becoming your brother then? Is this not about accepting our marriage? Sorry, I got into the moment. I'll get you to accept our relationship. This test isn't even necessary. Let's introduce you to father and leave. Oh, and Dad found your hiding place above the ceiling, so no use hiding porn there. Aster and an even more dust-covered Ramius decided to head to Happiness Field. On entering the church, Aster was approached by the saint he met in Abel, Lauren. It's been some time, Aster. Hello. By the way, do you know about what happened to Culpis? She was a girl who lived in Abel. You know Culpis? Yeah, she came to pray frequently. I heard she was kidnapped and got very concerned. Aster told Lauren that Culpis was raped and became an outlaw. I see. Outlaws are absolutely despicable. They even use drugs like Aiden's blood or whatever. The drug name for the creator of all monsters, Archfiend Aiden? What a dreadful thing to call it. Is he that dreadful? Yes, it's described in the Holy Scripture maintained by the church, the Evenical. Oh, okay. Huh, the Evenical. Nobody knows who wrote it for certain, but it's written in an ancient language, so even the church has yet to fully decipher the text. Sounds difficult. The humans born from Mother Eve once lived in a paradise-like world with absolute peace and freedom. But when the Archfiend appeared with its monsters, identification was created for what humans should be protected in the form of the commandment rings. Rings, oh, like this. Yes, followers of Mother Eve's teachings are granted a golden light, while those who break the rules are given black bindings. I feel for Culpus's plight, but those are the rules we follow. Which is really fucked up, don't you guys think? Lauren finished explaining, then whispered that she was sorry to nobody in particular. It's the outlaw's fault. You don't need to feel bad. You're right, thank you. These rings really are strange, though. Oh, I see you got married. Yeah. Congratulations, I suppose you won't need prayer now then. Why would they not? Why wouldn't you want to bless the new relationship? As long as I'm here, I might as well. Right, just to extend the time he spent with Lore, Aster decided to pray to Mother Eve. So same as last time. Aster put his hands together in front of the Mother Eve statue, quietly closed his eyes, and he envisioned the nipples he could faintly see through Lore's clothes. Wow. That's quite pious of you there, Aster. Ah, nice puffy nipples. I'd love to look and suck on those. Around Aster, a pink somehow viscous misc flowed out. Wow, still quite a lot. Is there? And it's pink? Aster, has there been no sex in your marriage? No, we've done it a ton. A ton? Is that so? Well, I guess that's good enough. Aster, I recommend praying at church regularly. Okay, sure, I hope I get to see you again. Alright. Aster left some parting words with the blushing saint and casually walked out of the church. You know how treasure chests occasionally have weapons? Sometimes you can get plus one or plus two weapons that way, as in every goddamn RPG ever. The thing is, for some reason, you can only find a powered-up version of whatever you have equipped. That is weird. So expecting better things from chests and holding off on buying weapons because of that is a bad plan. Oh, I didn't know that. That's actually useful, because that's usually what I do, folks, like in a lot of these RPG games. I'll see if it's going to be in a chest rather than spending a whole bunch of gold on it. Aster heard some helpful adventuring info. That was actually fucking helpful. Thank you, sir. So let's look at the item shop. Hello, welcome to my lovely, sincere item shop. Whoa, you're cute. Huh? Are you hitting on me? Sorry, no, I'm not. Just speaking my thoughts. That's a troubling personality. Although you are my type, I'd love to have you as a big brother. That is really out there, isn't it? I hope you buy lots, big brother. Oof. The clerk's smile hit Aster right in his weak point and loosened his wallet in the process. Is this the power of little sisters? Oh, don't be silly. I'm a boy. Of course you are. What? Here, check. The clerk took Aster's hand and slapped it against his own crotch. Boing. Yeah, so something's there. Take your time shopping. Okay. How can a guy be so cute? Cities are scary. Oh, man. Not even gonna go there. Aster felt his understanding of the world crumble as he checked the store's wares. What am I wearing right now? I guess I can. He got into two adjacent beds. Aster, are you awake? What is it, Ramius? I can't seem to sleep. Can we talk? Sure, I can't. I kind of can't sleep either. I see then. May I get in your bed? Huh? Oh, forget it. A woman my size would make the bed too cramped. Is she getting in there with her armor? I mean, you think she'd weigh about 300-400 pounds? Woman of my size would make the bed way too cramped. You wouldn't be able to fit. No, that ain't what we're talking about here. No problem, let's sleep together. Are you sure? Okay, please allow me in your bed then. Ramius grasped her pillow in her arms, moved to Aster's bed, and awkwardly got in. Smells like you. Now it smells like you too. Well, isn't that wholesome? They held hands under the blanket and began to peacefully snore. Well, that is fucking wholesome. That is like the damn Walton's level. Little House on the Prairie level wholesome. They held hands. Well, I didn't even know if they would do that in the Waltons. They were very, they didn't really, I don't think they had any, intimate. Well, you know what I mean by intimate. I'm not saying they showed sex on the Waltons, obviously, but there wouldn't be any kind of, I didn't even know if they had scenes in beds. Now you see them in soap operas all the time, but back in the day, they would say, well, we're going to head upstairs to bed. All right, Ma, all right, Pa. And that would be it. Make sure you're in bed by nightfall. I guess that's how that worked. I don't know. I haven't watched that show in fucking 20 years. Is it morning? Good morning, Aster. After a pleasant awakening, they packed up and left the inn. But that was nice and fucking wholesome, I'm telling you. Alright, status. Okay, I've already got... Oh, I got a short sword. You know what would make that short sword better? A long sword. Hello, I've been waiting, big brother. Okay. That has an ice... Longsword eye, which means it has the ice element, but it's a little lower on attack power. I don't know. And there's also a robe armor for Ramius that I can buy. I'm gonna buy this sword, because usually I'm always a weapon guy when it comes to... I always make sure, even if I don't have the strongest armor, I want to make sure I have a strong weapon so I do more attack than I, you know, have to deal with defense. Unless my defense really goes down, like if they hit me and it takes like 100 or something like that, then I'll probably grind for the armor. Oh, that's cool. A lot of the stuff actually disappears. Let's see. That's gonna be better than what she's got. You notice I don't use a lot of magic when I play these. Accuracy plus 20, ibuprofen, BP juice. Level shop, summon tickets. I don't need any of those. There's a pawn shop. I guess you can pawn. Hold on, let's go there real quick, guys. What? Not going to my house? Nah, I can't go back until I beat the Master Geki. Do you care that much about being Akival's brother? No, that's not why. Happiness Field is east of town, right? Let's get ready and head out. Asta recoiled from Raimi's suspicious gaze as he entered town. Pawn shop. Welcome, brah! Whoa, Annie! I'm a harmless Annie, brah! What do you do here? You came in, you don't even know, brah? We can buy things you don't need, brah! If you have any unneeded weapons or items, we can pay you what we feel like for them, brah! What you feel like? We're generous enough, brah! If you don't like it, then fuck off, brah! What to do? Ah, damn! Well, I don't need these motherfuckers. Let's see. Battle jumper. That lowers my defense. That lowers my defense. That lowers my defense. That's the current defense I got now. Mock-up sword, piece of shit. Okay, get rid of that. And I've been using the short sword. Oh man, puts the attack down pretty far. Alright. I know I could have done it on the status screen, but... Oh, hell no. Give me that long sword. Battle jumper. Oh, I could sell some shit, right? Alright, hold on. Sell items you don't need here, brah. Treasure. I sell that beetle. Just go sell this old computer. Stock certificate. Alright. Look at that. I got some more money. Now let's see where I'm gonna go. Back to the item shop. That's actually weaker than what she's got. That's actually... No, it's not. That's actually much stronger than what she's got. We'll go ahead and... Yeah. Alright, we'll go into the pawn. Oh, I got a jacket armor, though, for Ramius. That's probably really useful. Defense plus 16... So it raises defense by... Ooh, it's only 12. It's really shit prices, by the way, guys. Those are... Ooh. Okay, so it's got the battle robe. Okay, she's got the altered lance. She's got the jacket armor. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have to. Okay, I was doing this wrong. Alright, I think we're good now, folks. Sorry, I mean, it is a RPG, guys. You know, you gotta do those things. If I lost some of y'all and it just went to regular YouTube Let's Play mode, I'm sorry, but it can't all be H-scenes. There's not even a guarantee I'll run into an H-scene for a while. I mean, it's a game with sex scenes, but it's not just sex scenes. I mean, we got Starless and all that stuff coming up, don't worry. Hmm? What's a house doing here? Esther found an open area in which there was a single residence. You'd think building it here is like asking for monster attacks. Don't worry about that. Much like adventure camp sets, the house has a monster-repelling barrier. A barrier? This is my family's second house. My brother owns it at the moment, but I've never seen him use it. Huh. Ramius' family has to be rich. After a short rest, Aster and Ramius left the property. Okay, well, it's not like Rance's house when he got hold of it. I think we're gonna fight some big eyeball monster. You see that up there? Might fight it. I wanna fight it. Ooh, ouch. When Aster tried to walk through the grass, his foot hit something hard, nearly making him trip. This is a camouflage rock. What's a camouflage rock? It's a rock that makes itself look like grass. What is evolution rock? Aster angrily kicked the camouflage rock, but it didn't even budge. The rock said, "Fuck you!" Oh, 1 of 100. Oh, cool. So if I wanted to, folks, I could wander around the map and find all the, Like, please, Grim, don't. I know. Don't worry. I suspect my viewer count will start lowering after I'm just wandering around the map looking for landscape parts. Watch out! Huh? When Aster stepped foot in the flower field, Ramius dragged him back. Look closely, there are sunflowers in there. Ramius pointed to the flowers with vicious fangs that were waiting for their prey to step closer. I'll have to contact the health department again. So sunflowers are exterminated by the health department? Aster witnessed the dangers of the natural world and became a teensy bit wiser. I'm supposed to have a better sword. Oh shit. Yeah, they're giving me fucking shit weapons. I do have the long sword equipped, right? No? So this is Happiness Field. Instead, if you pick a flower from here, you'll find happiness. Huh? Sounds like a nice place. It's not. Many who have come seeking flowers are attacked by monsters. Really? Knights come to vanquish them regularly, but they keep coming back. Then the Master Geki must be dangerous. Huh? I see about 3 places it might be. Who knows where it is? If we check everywhere, we're sure to find it. That's the only option. Aster Ramius began a thorough search of the flower field. Oh, cool. I can sell that for 200. Now that's how you're supposed to do it. Oh, what? What did it have? 0.5 HP? Hold on. In front of Aster and Ramius is a particularly white, shining flower. It's said if you're sent one of these flowers, you'll find happiness. It's also known for being Eden's national flower. Huh. I think I've seen one before. In Rich's hair, maybe? Not going to pick it? Nah, just looking's enough for me. Let's leave it for someone who really needs it. Aster Ramius appreciated the happiness-granting flower. Well, it looks nice. Oh, they actually do translate what they're saying. It's not much, though. A Geki kick! Oh shit, hold on. Hold the boat! Hold the boat! Oh, that's a shit lance. It's not what I need. Ramius. Yes, found it. That's our target. Aster Ramius came across a clearly stronger than average Geki. That tail looks like it has a nice texture. Rubbing one on your cheeks would probably feel good. A Geki's tail is one of its strongest weapons. If you don't want it to smash your face in, I suggest you don't try. Alright, I'll live without it. Let's fight, Aster. Okay. This is a boss. That didn't do much. All right, hold on. Weak to ice. Damn, see, that ice sword would have come in handy for just that fucking battle, though. Oh! Buy ibuprofen like fucking crazy. I can see that. It's alright. We're about to win. Leveled up. Woo, beat it. Hurt anywhere, Ramius? No, I'm fine. While they were getting themselves together, the weakened Master Geki lay on the ground at their feet. Hey, how should we prove we beat it? Why not just peel off its skin? That's kind of cruel. It may have been a violent monster, but it looked too similar to a human for Aster to get behind that. Didn't you know? Monsters' clothes are part of their body and classified as a type of leather. Huh? So we just need to take its clothes? Yes, take whatever part you want. Bloomers! Aster went straight for the Master Geki's bloomers and stuck them in his pocket. Do you like bloomers? No! Just when you think Geki's, you think bloomers. I see. I did remember I still have some bloomers I used in school, though. I'm sorry, I actually love them. I'd love to see you in bloomers one day. I can make that happen. Now that should be enough to satisfy Akiva. Let's hurry home. Okay. I decided to return to Ramius' house in Stallion. Found Geki's bloomers. So what the fuck is this? In the flower field, a giant, blatantly abnormal eyeball stared at Ramius. Stare. What? It's almost like it's watching me. Stare. No eyeball could scare me. 63.4 kilograms. What? Rami had heard a mysterious voice inside her head. That weight? No, it can't be it. I'm only 61 kilograms. What's wrong, Rami? You look a little ill. Nothing, it's your imagination, I assure you. Stare. Stop, don't look at me like that. Don't look at my overfed stomach. Wah! Rami cried and ran away. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you don't need that right now. Alright. Let's get the hell out of this area.
慎重に進む。
Dodge. How?
粛清完了。慎重に進む。
Akiba, we defeated the Master Geki. You have no reason to argue now, do you? Aster presented the Master Geki's bloomers. Oh, so Aster really can fight. That monster's too much for Ramius to take on her own. If you're satisfied, then stop complaining about our relationship. Alright, you beat the Master Geki, so I accept. Good for you, Ramius. Looks like he didn't confuse you with a Gal monster. What? There's some nuts out there who can only get off to Gal monsters.I was sure Aster had to be one, so I was checking to see if he'd attack a Gal monster or not. Good thing I was wrong. Gah! Yeah, I see a monster, you say? Then you must be one too, so I have to vanquish you. Whoa, hold on a second. That's a monstrous bloodlust. You're not a monster, you're just a cute girl. Aster, you don't need to tell me, I know. Nice one, bro. Here, have a reward. Akimo took something out of his pocket and tossed it to Aster.Oh, barely caught that. What's this, a key? Yeah, for the house outside Stallion. It's for the Dresden family's second estate. So what do they do, sleep outside the first time? Didn't you inherit that? I've got a house in the capital, so it's no good to me. Well, damn!
Well, you can have that house. I got a house in the capital. I don't need a house over here. I got a house in this area. There's a house here, and a house. I've got about four houses. You can have this house. I don't need it.It's like, goddamn, have that much money, folks.
I've got a house in the capital, so it's no good to me. You two use it.
What? You're rewarding me with a house?
Damn. I mean, if the house in market was like that, folks.
Here's your house.
Well, damn. All right, we'll cherish it. You're saying yes? Our deceased mother received it from the king. If it's going unused now, we might as well.Aster received a house from Akival. God damn, if it was that easy to get a house, folks. I don't even think they had to pay a mortgage on that house. That house is fucking theirs. And that's not like a mobile home or a manufactured house. That's a fucking house. I don't know about this. Oh, right, and Dad got home, probably humming to himself while cleaning the bath right now.I swear, what lord does his own chores? I'll go get him, Aster. Just wait here. Anyhow, I'm busy, so I need to get back to the capital about now. Oh, thank you. Hey, no problem. Let me just say one thing. As if they were close buddies, Akival put a hand on Aster's shoulder. Ramius is in your hands. You better not toss her aside. Okay. That hand brimmed with stronger emotions than words. Hello, nice to meet you. I'm the Lord of Stallion, Tank Dryson.Sometime later, Ramius returned with a peaceful-looking man in the early end of advanced age. This is Ramius' dad? He's way different than I imagined. Ha ha ha, you looked relieved. I'm not a sterner man. Oh no, not really. I married him from another family, so the Dryson family temperament was inherited by my wife. But father, you need to be a bit more assertive or the Drysons will be looked down upon. Ha ha ha, you're harsh, Ramius. Now, Aster, I believe you wanted to talk to me.Oh yes, so Ramius, please let me have your daughter's hand in marriage. Aster shouted and bowed his head low. Raise your head, Aster. Okay, I believe you know, but Ramius is a knight. She's clearly unlike what you might call a normal person and lives in a different world from most. Do you accept that? It's fine, I'll be a knight soon enough too. She's so unrefined that she can't even clean her own room. Is that really okay? Yes. I feel like I've heard this before.She's a woman, yet has porn. Father, say no more, please. Ramius put her father in a Nelson hold, preventing him from speaking. Akival told me about the second house. I've already done all the paperwork, so you're free to have a look when you wish. Thank you. After Ramius released him, her father determined Aster's intentions and immediately approved their relationship. I can't believe Rich was actually right. He actually cried and thanked me.The house is already furnished, but if you need anything more, feel free to tell me. Okay. And it's furnished! Not only did he get a house, it's not even a fixer-upper. The house is already clean and furnished and everything. Good God. We'll go check the house right now, then. Come, this is no time to sit around and sip tea. Okay, don't drag me. It's located right south of Stallion, so it's a convenient location for shopping as well. No need to rush, the house isn't going anywhere. Ramius hurried Daster to their new home. Tank smiled and saw them off. Why isn't that nice? That's not where I needed to go. Yay, Soros is excellent. 2 levels up, wow. Stallion was the beloved cow of Arthur, the hero who once led humanity on an exodus. We treat cows with respect, and if you don't, you'll be fine, so be careful. And when you eat beef, remember to be thankful to them. Aster learned why the town respects cows. Well, that is interesting. While you're walking around the map, there are places that make you want to hum and places that don't. If you see music notes, that place is safe. If not, there may be powerful enemies about. You can call it human instinct, perhaps. Whoa. Aster had some helpful adventuring info. She's saying Ramius Dryson off to battle. Home! Ramius brought Aster to the outskirts of Stallion and pointed to a large house. Now think about this, folks. How many RPGs have you played where they actually had a house? I mean, I know Skyrim and stuff like that, but I'm talking about JRPGs. Usually y'all just go on a journey. And I mean, you can go home to the main village, but this one you actually have a house that y'all just go up into anytime. Ramius brought Aster to the outskirts of Stallion and pointed to a large house. This is the Dryson's second house. Starting today, it's our new home. So this is our house. Yes, you could call it our love nest. Our house. It's a very, very, very fine house. That's so embarrassing. You could have not said that. Ugh, now I'm embarrassed too. The head of the house should be the first to unlock it. Go on, Aster. Okay, sure. This key doesn't seem to work. It's a magic key, don't you know? You just put it in and will the door to open. Really? Click? Oh, you're right. I guess they've got some cool keys in the city. Magic keys work only for the owner of the house, their family, and the royalty they pledged loyalty to. Royalty? I'm a knight and you're my soldier. We can't defy the king, so it's a statement saying that he's welcome at any time. That seems like it defeats the purpose of a key. I wouldn't be too worried. It's purely about the idea. No royalty would actually enter our house. For the most part, at least. Anyway, enough about royalty. If the door opened, let's go inside. When they opened the door, they found an old-fashioned but artful entrance awaiting them. Whoa, awesome! Your main house was far more Eastern influenced, but I was hoping for something more like this. In contrast to Aster's jubilance, Ramius uneasily stayed put at the door. Hold on, that didn't sound very right. In contrast to Aster's jubilance, Ramius uneasily stayed put at the door. Not coming in?
Here we go.
How is he supposed to pick her up with that big-ass lance there? I mean, I guess you could. It's just like, how do you get that lance through the front door? That's a big question. I mean, it looks big, but maybe it's not as big as it... You know, like, it looks big in the drawing here, but maybe it's not that big and he actually can go through it. But for the size of it, I mean, it's almost as tall as she is, but I don't know how... I think she's short. So maybe it's not that big of a problem. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, she wants to be carried in. But she's got this great big lance. That lance is going to have to sit outside somewhere if he carries her in. I don't think anybody's going to steal it. When newlyweds first enter their house, the husband carries the wife in, I've heard. I won't make you if you don't want to, though. Oh, really? Sorry, I didn't know. Ah. Esther picked up his blushing wife and entered their home. Wow, lots of space. Look at it. Looks really nice. Is there? I think it's relatively normal. It's not. This room by itself could fit five of the houses I grew up in. I do think it's average for the houses in this area. Though, what kind of place did you live in? You mean my house? No, more than that. We only just met, so we still know so little about each other. Now that you mention it, yeah, but we can start making up for that now. First, my house was just a tiny hut on Fresh Fish Island. I lived there alone all my life. Alone? You don't have parents? Yeah, but the twins next door looked after me. I see, those twins must be special to you. Yep. So I'm honestly blown away that I get to live in a sweet house like this. Haha, is that so? But it's ours now, so don't feel like it's too good for you. Okay, thanks. Wait, what's that over there? Esther noticed some things sitting to the side of the living room and pulled off the tarp. This is a painting? Whoa, feels like a rich person thing. Is that a portrait of you? The painting was of a woman in splendorous armor who looked identical to Ramius. No. This is my mother. I didn't realize it was left here. I'll have it sent to father later. You look a lot like your mom. The similarities end there. As a person and a knight, she was the far greater woman. So she was a knight too, huh? Oh yeah, didn't you say your mom got this house as a reward for her work? Yes, albeit a woman, mother was the heir to the Dreisen family and carried out her role as a knight, working her way up to the position of Zero Knight. What? Even your mom was a Zero Knight? And you could say I wanted to be a knight because of my mother, too. Her defense of the weak and tireless fighting on the front lines gave me the deepest respect for her. So you're following in her footsteps? Yes, I wanted to help the weak and make a peaceful world, much like my mother did. But compared to my brother, I'm easily worked up and frequently short-sighted, I believe. Thinking about it now, the people of Abel's desire to keep their distance from me is understandable. But you did your duty as a knight just fine. I realized when I met you that that's not enough. When you met me.
Weak people to protect.
I want to protect the weak, but that's the objective, the ultimate ideal, so to speak. Okay. First, I have to get stronger. To do that, I needed someone to support me at my side. When we fought together, I realized it. The first person I should protect is you, the one who stands with me. Huh, so she thinks that about me. Okay, I'm glad I can fight with you too. In the as of yet unfamiliar house, Aster and Ramius learned a bit about each other. Aster, come the day you work your way up the ranks, I don't object to you having more wives. But, what's wrong? I just want you to remember that I'm your wife, too. Don't worry, if I did mistreat you, my sisters would put me to death, if anything. Is that right? They must be some unusual characters. I don't know, I think they're basically normal. In any case... Until you do move up, may I have you to myself? Ramius asked with her head down and her eyes turned up at Aster. Oof, cute. Also, I'm alone here with my wife, that means... All you can have, sex! Gulp. Aster reflexively put his arms around Ramius. Her body was lighter and more feminine than he anticipated. Ramius. Bang! Huh, so this is your house. Unexpectedly cozy. Whoa! Rish! Sorry to barge in here, but I got the feeling it'd get even harder to make my appearance if I kept waiting. Well, I think that's where we're gonna go ahead and end it for today. And I'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Games Corner with Evenicle.